The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Like, good morning. Like, how are you like, Bev? Like,
don't. She wants to do Valley Girl.
Oh, I don't know if it's Valley Girl now. I don't know if that's what they call it. Just like I don't know, like, like everything.
As if.
It was like. Remember,
Oh, that's still going on.
You know. We're all guilty of it.
Oh,
yeah. How do you stop it? Oh,
you just think before you speak.
Or you have a rubber band around your wrist and you snap it every time.
Oh, that hurts and it doesn't help.
I'm Lynn.
And I'm Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30 bright and early, WTBR 89.7 FM and
WSBR from Lee, 88.1. I was going to say... here bright and early. We're early, but I don't know how about bright.
And remember, we're not live.
We're not live.
We record on Thursday, on Monday. Think we're on that. The air on Thursday.
We are not live.
But remember, alive?
We are not live.
We are not live.
We are coming to you from the Ecosphere.
Ooh, that's good. You should do a whole show like that.
Oh, my God, I forget where I am. Igor, help me.
And we have great news. We are going to soon be able to do a live show where you can call in. So
somebody's
stay tuned.
Going to teach me. I'm going to know what I'm doing.
Stay tuned for that. That will really be fun. So,
before we get going here, I do have an announcement that I should read to everybody. 89.7 WTBR-FM is proud to announce our 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser. The event will take place on Thursday, November 20th from 7 to 6 p.m. Don't miss our guests, including local dignitaries and your friends and neighbors from the community. There will be plenty of incentives you can win, including restaurant gift certificates, tickets to local cultural attractions, and much more. You can make your donation to the Rock Box right now at WTBRFM.com. Don't miss the 6th annual one-day on-air fundraiser live from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 20th, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. only on 89.7 FM WTBR. And all day live on the WTBR Facebook page. Thank you for supporting your community radio station.
And what was the date on that again?
November 20.
November 20, that'll be fun.
I work all night, I work all day, pay the bills I have to pay.
It is Halloween.
And still there never seems to be.
That's a long intro.
Yes.
That's okay. Do you all know this song? We're having the radiothon, and we need it. We need this.
Money, money, money.
Money, money. Money, money, money. Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
We need to have that. We need to have that. Don't lose that.
Money, money, money. That's probably my favorite ABBA song. It's got
favorite.
ABBA was singing that.
Oh.
It's I know, yeah. it was the play. Wasn't that in a play? The guy's dressed up in a thing and like a tuxedo looking kind of thing, and he's got big black lips. Money makes the world go around. Is that a different song?
It might be.
Money makes the world go around. Da, 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 da. Money. Is that two different songs?
It could be.
Well, we
could maybe find both of them and use them both.
We could.
We're talking about when we come in for the annual day of fundraising, just to remind people why we're here.
Yes, we're not federally funded.
No,
we rely on your generous donations to help us to continue with the station, and all the shows that we bring you. We hope that you like enough to donate.
Like or love.
And when you donate, every hour, uh-huh, I believe there's a prize. Is, uh-huh, that correct?
So all the people
that donate in that hour are put into a pool, and then your name is drawn, and you may win a prize.
Yay!
Have you ever won a prize?
Yes, I have.
I have too.
It's fun.
It is, and my sister has won, and so yeah, it's cool. Because
all right,
we all donated. All right, so we have the quote of the day. It says, "Earth is a beautiful place, but not a place of perfection. It has a lot of rocky roads and narrow roads, so there will be challenges and trials along the way." Just a gentle reminder.
Okay.
Because it isn't perfect, right?
Hmm.
There's always stuff.
But isn't that what it's perfect about?
Oh, God, no. Oh, I don't like all the challenges. I don't like all the stuff. I don't like it. Mm-mm. Not for me.
I'll let you go.
Okay. Do you have a true or false?
I
or
do.
A riddle?
I have true or false. And let's see how many here. I have one is false and two is true.
Okay.
If added together, humans spend about 2 weeks of their lifetimes kissing.
What?
Yeah.
That's it?
Just a kiss.
Just kiss. Two weeks.
Yep.
Okay.
If you put it all together.
And how many in a lifetime?
If added together, humans spend about 2 weeks of their lifetimes kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Airlines saved $30,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served in first class. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Massachusetts is home to Busta Rhymes Island.
What is it called?
Busta Rhymes.
Busta?
Yep.
B-U-S-T-A?
Yep.
R-Y-M-E-S?
R-H-Y-M-E-S.
Island.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Never heard that. You ever heard of Busta? Busta Rhymes?
I'm not saying anything.
That's true. You can't.
No.
Busta Rhymes. I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Man, I wish I could cheat and look it up, but I won't.
All right.
I won't. So I got to tell you a quick thing that happened.
Okay.
Two quick things.
I have one quick thing, too, but go ahead.
Okay. So I'll do mine, then you do yours, and I'll do mine.
Okay.
Okay. So we went out to dinner last night. I won't say where. I won't say who. And I get my meal, and the meat that I ordered, the steak I ordered, was well done, and I had asked for it medium.
Oh.
Mark had his medium. It was all pink and great inside. Mine was brown all the way through. Waitress was wonderful. She came over. She said, "Oh, no, that won't do. No, that won't do." She said, "I wouldn't eat that." I said, "Okay." So she brings it back. So back it comes. And now I'm cutting into it, and it's raw.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. It's raw.
No.
And she looks at it and she said, oh my gosh, I would never eat that. I would never eat that. So she said, let me fix this for you. Let me take it off your bill and fix it for you. I said, no, just bring me, you know, what I want. So she comes back. She says, cut into that. See, I cut into it. It's well done again.
Oh, she said.
I said, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll eat it. The baked potato's awesome. Don't worry. No. She said, no. Let me get you something else. That is terrible. And she's looking down at my plate. She's just disgusted. I would never eat that. There's no way I would allow you to eat that. And I kept saying, no, it's okay. She said, no. So finally, when we paid our, I didn't eat it. I ate the baked potato. I think I ate one piece of the steak. She took it off the bill, which was really nice.
Wow.
She asked me if I wanted a doggy bag. I said, no. I said, yeah. I said, you know, it's interesting that you wouldn't eat it either. And she said, no. She said, I'm a vegetarian. I said, what?
Good for her.
I thought that was great. Oh, that was so great. That's one for Reader's Digest. I should send that
That's
in.
That's a good one.
Yeah, maybe I'll
like
get 50
one.
Bucks.
I saw a rainbow this morning and drove through it.
What?
Well, I drove by it, drove through it, you know what I mean.
You drove through the arch of a rainbow?
Yeah.
No.
It was so cool.
I didn't know that was even possible.
Well, I saw the rainbow and I saw the car coming ahead of it, and then I didn't see the rainbow, so I figured I must have gone through.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Too bad you didn't have a video of that.
A little busy at the time.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Well,
I guess it's possible.
It was for this morning,
for
anyway.
You. That's a great way to start the day.
It is.
Awesome. So the other thing that I have, I had a dermatology appointment yesterday. And so when I was getting ready, I thought, I'm not going to put powder blush on. I'll put cream blush on. So I have this, I had this cream blush, and I put it on, and I put a little on my forehead. You know, you put a little on your chin, you put a little on your nose, and you blend it all in. So I'm at the dermatologist, and she's looking at my face, and she said, are you having a little problem with, like, rosacea or something? I said, no. She said, well, it seems like, you know, were you trying to cover some redness? I said, no. And she said, you have a line. Line across your forehead and on your nose and your chin and in your cheeks right here. I said, seriously?
You hadn't blended it in?
I hadn't blended it in well.
Oh.
And I took my hand and I wiped it off. I said, no. That's blush. I said, I'm so sorry. She said, no, that's okay. It was so good. This is the thing. This stuff was so good. It looked like my skin.
Wow.
So when you do cream blush, make sure you blend it in.
Or when you go to a dermatologist, don't wear makeup.
Don't wear. I know. But I know. And then you. Forget it.
She's having a grand time.
There's
by
times
herself.
When I can do that, especially if I'm at the beach vacation or something, or, you know, and I say to Mark, you know what? It's ridiculous. You know, why do I need it? And I just.
And he, of course, says, of course, baby, you don't need
it.
Oh,
yeah, he always does. Yeah. Until I don't have it on. He's like, oh, hello, honey. You're looking a little flat.
Does he really?
No.
No.
So anyway, yeah, interesting things we had to share today about
so far.
Good stuff.
We are on stuff. We really are.
Uh-huh.
I have a bunch of life hacks.
Good. Oh,
maybe.
Yeah. Good.
But this one is good. This one is very good. I thought about this one. This will work for remembering passwords. Pick something you absolutely hate typing, like an ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend's name. Then you won't forget your password.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. What's another? I know people do their birthday.
Oh, which is a bad idea.
Yeah, I think they do with first grade teacher.
I do sentences.
But what? Oh, you do? What are they?
The first letter of each word.
My mother used to have passwords for everything, different ones. So she had a log book, and she must have had 20 passwords. And
is that
it was just
all?
Hilarious. You have more?
Yeah.
Do you have to keep a logbook?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you lose your book or it gets?
Then I can't get into the site.
I
have to put a new.
Yeah. I think.
Oh, that's you tapping.
Yeah, I think. I'd like to know from our listeners who are. Who are so cool, and they send us emails all the time. Well, how do you handle your passwords? Do you have many passwords? Do you have one or two passwords? You know, what's the commonality here about how many passwords? Because when you think many passwords seems safer to me.
Right.
But, man, that's a pain. And then sometimes I go into a site like that I haven't been in before, and I might buy something.
And they already have that password?
No, and I put in a new, I have to set up an account.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care what the password is because I don't think I'm going to go back there again. And then I have to go back there again, and I have no idea what I used for a password. So share your password story. Email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we will share your password story on the air. And like always, we don't use your name unless you ask. Unless you tell us to.
Right.
And
it's totally confidential.
Yeah, but we have one friend of ours, RB. You know who you are. He won't let us use his name. He hasn't even emailed us in a while.
That's because he's not listening.
He's not. I have rude habits. People with old-fashioned manners avoid when they're ordering at a restaurant. So something that may be acceptable or not that people in the day didn't do, or maybe did do.
Okay.
Snapping your fingers or waving
to
get attention.
That's not good.
Yeah. And we don't mean the little gentle wave with your fingers up by your face, just kind of like, hello. We're talking arm up in the air, doing a big ol' wave, or the...
Which is crazy. I can't do that anymore.
Really?
You can't hear it because I can't do it.
You have to wet your finger. Let it dry a little. Wave it around. Up and down. Stand up. Yeah. Have you ever seen anybody do that?
Yes, I have. And I my way is just to look at them until they realize I'm looking at them, and then a nice smile. And then they come over.
And they come over, yes, and say to you, do you need anything or is it gas?
How about both?
So it says that it's considered one of the rudest habits.
It is, because it makes the other person feel like a slave or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's people who practice old-fashioned manners understand the importance of treating service staff with respect and dignity. Amen to that.
Yes. This is going to sound really weird, but I, as the person who wrote this in, keep character sheets of my friends and family. I keep track of their favorite things, write notes down about their hobbies, and generally just log whatever seems important, like birthdays, etc. This person is autistic and can't remember things that aren't math-related, so she struggles with relationships, and this tactic helps her out a lot.
Wow. That's really good if you do it.
Yeah.
And you refer back to it. That's really good.
I almost remember everybody's birthday.
I don't remember stuff. Oh, man. Really? And you'd think, you know, I have a an iPhone and I put everything in my calendar. And I sometimes just, I'll wake up in the morning, I won't even check my calendar. I'll just rely on my memory. Oh, I have a showing today. And then I'll forget all the other little things I put in there that pertain to important things, like our show, for instance. Sometimes we switch our day, and I say, yeah, let's do that day, and I don't put it in there. And that can be a problem.
But we're good about that. We can handle that.
We can handle that. Talking on the phone while you're ordering. People who have good manners at restaurants never order while they're talking on their phone simultaneously. It's considered rude to the service member and can cause delays in a line if you're doing multiple things at once. Even using a phone while you're sitting down is considered rude by the people you are dining with.
Yes, 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 yes.
Using a phone while you're eating dinner can negatively affect your interactions with the other people you are dining with. This habit goes beyond rudeness as it breaks the human connection that is at the core of sitting down and having a meal. It's not just about the food. Isn't this something?
It makes a statement.
Those with traditional manners know that good service begins with treating others with the same dignity and respect that you would want them to give you, and to treat the other diners with the same dignity and respect.
And even if you don't like your other diners, keep your phone off the table.
Yeah. Yeah, that is huge. I went to a restaurant once here in Pittsfield. It's closed now. And they had
because
signs.
You went to it.
It had signs. They had like posts. It was a posts like around the restaurant to hold up the building. And on the posts and on their T-shirts, it said something like, turn off your phone or put your phone down or hang up your phone or put your phone away, something like that. And they required that you not use your, not required, suggested strongly that you do not use your phone. How often do we see that?
Not very often. People are too afraid to ask people not to use their phones.
You and I don't ever do that when we go out to eat.
Nope.
Nope. Attention. Attention. Special news report. Meep, 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 meep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Kleenex boxes.
I was wondering what she was doing.
In the room.
The woman is certifiable.
You know what?
I swear sometimes.
We're going to be dead, and there's still going to be 9 Kleenex boxes in this room. And still there will be this nickel on the counter. For those of you that listen, you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Got to get
it. All right.
Yes. Yes.
Be kind to the invisible people around you.
Ah.
Compliment the mail carrier, the lawn mowing crew, the custodians at work, and the person who cleans the bathrooms. It not only makes their day, but it also gives them the impetus to do their jobs better. And they remember what a kind, generous person you are. I always compliment the lady cleaning the stalls in the ladies' room, and I let them know I appreciate their hard work.
Clap, 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 clap. Oh. Oh, was that a yawn?
No. Oh. What did you say?
Clap, 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 you know.
Oh, clap.
What did you think I said? Slap, slap, slap.
Crap.
Crap, 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 crap. No, clap. C-L-A-P. This is going to be a really good show because this is really good life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
mm-hmm.
I'm really getting serious. This is really important stuff.
Yeah.
When we're
kindness
so
matters.
When we're so not connected because of technology, you know, people have earbuds in, people are holding their phones, watching their phone. It's good information. Please soak this up, everybody. Just soak it up. Not greeting the server.
Not greeting the server.
Is a bad habit.
Oh.
Skipping the greeting when you meet your server can come across as rude and dismissive.
usually every head at the table is staring at this person because they're telling you what they have to order.
Well, you want to say hello, right?
Well, yeah.
They will come over and usually introduce themselves. Hi, I'm Katie, and here are our specials today. Katie. Hi, Katie. You know, servers work hard and often juggle multiple tables and customers simultaneously. Taking a moment to acknowledge them at the start of the meal or when placing your order can show your appreciation for them and their service.
You know what's hard is trying to remember what they said their name was.
I know. That's why you say, honey. Hey, honey.
No.
Hey, buddy. That's what I do.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, I forgot your name. And then they show you their name tag, which is right there. Yeah.
Okay. This person preps dinner in the morning, every morning. All recipes go on a sheet pan into a casserole dish or in the slow cooker, and then they just toss it in the oven when they get home from work.
Oh, nice.
I could not do that.
Why?
Because I would never know what I want.
Because you change it every day.
Yes, I do.
So you might know what you want at 12, but at 6, you changed your mind.
If it's in the freezer, I'll cook it.
No matter what it is? So you'll take it out of the freezer and oven it? Or a micro? Oh, that sounded funny. You're going to oven it? Or microwave it?
Microwave. Oh, no, I have an air fryer.
Ah, do you use that all the time?
That skillet. I use it quite a bit.
I wish I could get into the habit of that. I really liked it when I did it. But do you leave it on the counter?
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I have to fill my counter with all of these things I have. You know, they got the slow cooker, you got the electric frying pan, you got the toaster, you got the coffee maker, you got the air fryer.
I don't have a coffee maker.
Because you use the...
microwave.
You need to do... you need to write a booklet. My life with my microwave and have a big heart on the cover. Yeah, have a big heart on the cover with an on and off button next to the heart.
I mean, what have I got to build a whole meal thing for? You know, it's me.
Yeah. There's really something cool, though. Patty does it. She'll make chicken cacciatore for herself in the salad, or she'll make a pork chop and applesauce and a baked potato and get it all ready and put it on her tray.
Work.
Yeah, but then she sits down and watches a Hallmark movie or something. I like that. It's just, I don't know.
Okay.
I think the hard part is you got to clean up afterward.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. I hate the clean up part. But I do like the prep. You know, it's dark out. Maybe Mark's not home. Mm-hmm. And I sit there and it's comforting.
Mark, get home.
Okay. Being indecisive or unprepared. Indecisiveness at the table is seen as an inconsiderate or traditional etiquette. Old-fashioned diners know that servers are working a tight schedule and others are waiting for their orders just as much as you are. They don't make the staff wait minutes or even hours to decide what they want to eat.
Ooh.
I understand a few minutes, but not an hour.
Hours. Why are you even in here?
Yeah. I don't even think that can't be true.
No.
That's got to be an exaggeration. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
This guy says my life hack was taking advantage of in-between minutes. This worked great for me as a student at a college prep high school and all throughout college. When waiting for a class to start, a bus ride, or any wait where there are a few minutes to spare, do one or more of your homework products and problems. That way, when you get home, you'll find your homework load is less or even already done, which leaves time for fun, exercise, art, or any personal activity you enjoy.
Oh, there's a lot of in-between minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you're always waiting 5 or 6 minutes in the grocery line or something. It doesn't mean you pull out your notebook and start working, but you can start thinking about, well, what for dinner? I can take that.
Like what you're going to cook.
Yeah.
In the oven.
In the microwave.
And on the stove.
I have a stove and an oven.
Yes, I know you do. And I bet it's immaculate. That's the cool part. You'll never have to clean it. Immaculate. You know, I was thinking the other day when you talk about the in-between minutes, in between your minutes, how when technology began to take off and it said, you know, if you have this, you will save 1 hour a week to be with your family. If you have this, you will save 2 hours a week to be with your family and do what you love. If you have this, you're going to save a half an hour a day. And then what did we do?
Nothing.
Filled all that time with more work.
Most of us would do nothing.
Nothing?
See, we're not all as capable as some other people who know that if they do it now, it's done and over, and they don't leave it till tomorrow.
And then there's time to spare. Yeah, I think we filled, a lot of us filled the extra time with more work rather than, oh, I have the extra time. You know what I mean?
I think I'll read a book. I don't have enough time to read a book.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
My best customer service cheat code when dealing with an angry or upset customer is to listen to their grievances and then ask what you can do to help for them to solve their problem. Their response is usually well below the solution you were ready to offer.
So
let them hack away at you and then say, well, what is it that I can do for you? And you might be surprised.
Yeah. You might say, well, I would like
a yellow dish instead of red.
And they were going to send you, and then you, the customer service person, was actually going to send them a whole new set of dishes.
Right.
Yeah. So you know what? When they ask that, say, well, what can you offer me? And then if they say, well, what would it make you happy? And then you can say something big like, I want double my money back. And then they say, well, we can give you half. And then you say, okay, half is all of it. So, yes. Yeah.
Be careful.
Pretty tricky.
Yeah.
So here's a rude thing when you're out. Interrupting or talking over other people. That's hard for, I'm sorry, girls, but I have to say it. It's hard for women.
I was thinking it was harder for men.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the way men talk, it's like a group thing. It's when women talk, they look at each other and they make sure that they person is listening.
You are amazing.
Why?
I don't do that.
You don't watch the person and listen?
Well, yes, if it's just you and I, but if it's six women, you know what happens.
Well, yeah. The
crossed conversations, yeah. And everybody. That was what I was thinking of. Yes.
Oh, okay.
When I'm with one or two or even three people, it's usually controlled. But when you get a group, that's tough. But that's kind of what people do. We kind of, I don't know. My dad thought it was awful. Oh, my gosh. He would look at you and say, excuse me, I'm talking. I haven't finished. He'll just say it. Yeah, but it says here it's traditional values of patience and courtesy. Old-fashioned etiquette teaches that good manners means making people feel comfortable and valued. So you listen.
Can you really see somebody, even a couple, just waiting breathlessly until the other person finishes talking before they say what they want to say?
No.
Because even by the time it's your turn to talk, you forgot what it was that you were going to say.
Yes.
While the other person was talking.
Yes. Yes. My mom used to say that. Lenny, just let me interrupt because I'll forget. I didn't understand until now. Yeah. And I think there's a rude way to do it and then a, kind of an acceptable way to talk over or overlap.
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah. It says, don't interrupt people while... Yes. And I would stop and say, what? If you did, I'd say, oh, what?
Yeah.
See, we don't have to worry about that. It says here, don't interrupt them when they're ordering either. Like if you're ordering and you order something and I say, oh, Bev, you had that Thursday. You don't need to have that again. Why don't you have this?
Oh, that would
be... Oh, Bev, no, yeah. Don't have them sunny side up. Have them scrambled.
No.
Okay.
Using a degreaser instead of regular cleaning products cuts your shower cleaning time in half. All of the grime that builds is just dirt and body oils, and degreaser practically melts it off.
What is it called?
Degreaser.
A degreaser?
Yeah.
What is it?
It doesn't give a store name for it or anything, just using degreaser.
And you spray it on? Or smear it on? What do you do with it?
If I'd known.
I want to know.
I don't know because they didn't tell me.
Okay, they didn't say. We just have to find it and spray it.
Degreaser. Clean your shower.
Degreaser. You got it. And it's time for a break.
It is.
Well, we look up a degreaser or the shower.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
You guys rock.
WTBR.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBRFM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back. I'm Lynn.
Bev.
And we are doing the second half of our show that is called
Stuff.
And we looked up
degreaser. Uh-huh.
Dawn Industrial Degreaser.
Everybody says it just loves Dawn. Dawn is all over the place.
Dawn is the thing. Then there's some other stuff. I'm waiting for it to open. But if you Google it, there's a whole bunch of spray degreasers that you can use for dishes, for your shower, for everything.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it
that's
might
really
change
cool.
Human life.
Maybe. There's Zep, Z-E-P, degreaser. It's got a citrus scent.
Ooh.
There is crud cutter.
Ooh.
Degreaser.
If you have a crud cutter in your shower, you probably should be in the shower more often.
There is Goo Gone, but Goo Gone is not... I've used Goo Gone, but it's more... For if you buy a picture frame with glass, it's got a sticker on it.
Yeah.
Squirt a little bit of that stuff on there. I don't think I'd squirt it on my shower.
Okay.
Yeah.
True or false?
All righty.
If added together, humans spend about 2 weeks of their lifetimes kissing. That's number one. Number two, airlines saved $30,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served in first class. And number three, Massachusetts is home to Busta Rhymes Island.
Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes. Don't know. Okay.
This is what goes back to what you said earlier. When dealing with customer service, I always ask for the person's name again before ending the call. This way, if I have to call back, I can say who I spoke to and tie any information to them directly. I've had reps suddenly able to help solve an issue once they realize they might be identified should I speak to a higher up.
Yep. You do that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's more like a threat.
Yeah. I mean, I asked their name, but I'll ask it again at the end if they've been rude or edgy. And sometimes I'll just say, are you having a bad day? And sometimes they tell me. Yeah.
And sometimes they don't.
And sometimes they just say, no, not. I say, you're really always like this?
Ooh.
And then it's funny. Sometimes they'll change. It's like, gosh, I didn't realize. I'm sorry. Well, thank you. Yeah.
On the phone with Lynn.
I know. Failing to, oh, here we go. Speaking to servers without making eye contact with them.
Oh, I'll have.
Yes. I see that in the movies a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. A rude habit that some people have is refusing, it's a choice, eye contact with their servers. As small as that gesture is, it can be a major sign of disrespect. It can signal impatience, disinterest, or even superiority, all of which clash with the old-fashioned values that people who have manners have. Making eye contact with a server is a simple yet powerful way to acknowledge their presence and their humanity. Wow.
That's something.
For people with good manners, eye contact sets the tone for a more pleasant dining experience for everyone involved, including the server, mm-hmm. who will feel more engaged instead of ignored.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are good.
You can even joke around with the server. We do that every now and then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One woman came over for me, and I was with a group of friends, and she put the plates down and everything else. She says, is there anything else I can get you? And I said, tall, dark, and handsome. She laughed. She
That's
says,
great.
For all of you?
Yes. We'll wait. Bring us another coffee.
You can schedule text messages on Android or iOS phones. For example, if you have an important message for your employer that you don't feel like bothering with on a Sunday night, schedule it to be sent Monday morning when he or she usually arrives at work.
Oh. Sorry.
Been incredibly useful, as I tend to forget about things.
I just like all this stuff. Oh, I like all this stuff.
Do you know how to do that?
No.
I don't either.
Maybe.
Mark would know.
Yeah, he would know.
Marky.
Mark watched a Hallmark movie while I was away.
All by himself?
Uh-huh. It was so cool. And I said to him, oh, really? That's awesome. What was it about? He said, I don't remember. I said, no, really, what was it about? He said, well, you know what it's about. They meet, they like each other, they have an almost kiss, then something bad happens and they don't see each other anymore, then they reunite and then they kiss. I said, that's right. That's exactly right. And I said, but was it winter? Was it swim? Because I know a lot of them. Were they skiing? Were they on a mountain? Was it a princess? Was it in Ireland? I don't know. Was it a baking thing? Did they have a baking championship? Were there any kids in it?
Listen, he watched the movie.
I know.
Leave him alone.
He doesn't remember at all. He said, actually, I do remember that it was, I thought, that acting was pretty good. It was pretty good. Sometimes it can be really bad. Yeah. Why I told you that? I have no idea. No idea.
That's okay. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Lazy person here with terrible procrastination tendencies. You don't have to do a daunting task all at once. Just start it. Maybe tell yourself you only have to do it for 5 minutes. Usually by the end of 5 minutes, you're far enough along that you just finish it. If you don't finish it, you can pat yourself on the back for however much you accomplished.
The 5 minutes.
Yep. I did that much. I do that. You got to do things in little pieces.
Sometimes. How do you eat an elephant?
Toe by toe?
One bite at a time.
Okay.
Little bits. I tell people when they're overwhelmed with packing up their houses, really overwhelmed. I mean, I've had people really, really can't. They just don't know how to go about it. And that's what I say. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I said, go in one room, focus on just the closet. Just the closet. Don't look at anything else. Just the closet. And we go through the house like that. Just this piece, don't look at it all as one big picture. So I've had two clients that have actually given me little elephants at the closing. I have a little glass elephant.
Elephant remembers?
Yeah, because the elephant was biting the, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So they gave me little elephants, which
That's
is really
cute. Cute.
So if I'm selling your house and you're out there, you can give me an elephant.
Oh, listen to this.
Yeah.
She sold me a house, and I didn't give her an elephant.
I didn't get an elephant.
No.
Did we talk
didn't
about
how... Didn't even get a giraffe.
There's always tomorrow.
This is something that I'm finding an issue with. It says that you can flip percentages the other way around. If you need to find 6% of 33, you can just find 33% of 6, and it's the same thing.
But you still have to do the math.
Yeah, but I don't.
Can you do that in your head? Can you do that in your head?
No.
6% of 33?
No.
So how would we be able to flip it?
33% of 6.
Would be the same answer?
Yeah.
Mark would know this.
Are you listening, dear?
So I would have to do, I would do this such a long way. I would have to do 1% of 33 is, 1% of 33 is 3. Is that right?
Are you sure?
I don't know. So bad. And then I would have to add those up. I'd get a calculator on my phone.
Yes.
And I yes. figure it out. Or I would do 10% of 33, okay? 10% of 33 is $33 is $3.33. Is that right?
And then I would just move the decimal point.
I don't know. Help. So bad.
Well, just remember to unclench your jaw. Right now, you're clenching.
I am.
Your teeth should only touch when chewing. Separate them. Soften your tongue. Take a deep breath. This provides instant relief anytime.
I do it at night. Sometimes I catch myself clenching and I have to stop. I put my tongue in the middle of my teeth. As a cushion. Yeah.
Oh, ow.
Yeah, well, then I fall asleep, and then I don't know what I'm doing, you know, because you're asleep. Okay, so you say 33 times.
You're actually doing it? Oh, good. Tell us if it works.
It's $1.98. So,
all right.
So let's do $1.98. So then we're going to do now what was...
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite. So it would be...
You did 6% of 33.
Yes, it is. It's the opposite. It's the same.
33% of 6 is the same.
$1.98.
You've learned it here, folks.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. I have a better day. Okay. Rudeness.
Yes.
Rudeness. Even if it's unintentional... You've got to hone it in. It can come through as rushed or dismissive language. Those raised with traditional etiquette are mindful of how they speak to others, especially when serving them food. Being courteous costs nothing, and every interaction is an opportunity to show a little kindness. Don't raise your voice. Or make the servers uncomfortable with your tone. They use gentle tones and polite behavior to ease the environment. So,
return the favor.
You need to be careful because you don't want anybody putting anything funky in your food. Yeah.
Psst.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Add a touch of salt to the toothpaste. This should be done while applying the glue to the brush. In other words,
the glue?
The
paste?
Paste. Clean your teeth gradually every which way. The additional salt will assist you with eliminating the yellowish surface of your teeth.
Really?
Apparently.
So it's like an astringent, not an astringent,
Sure.
You know, a scrubby, a thing, a...
When she thinks of it, she'll let us know.
Oh, terrible.
I have to read this to you. It doesn't It doesn't really make
abrasive.
A
it's an abrasive. It's an abrasive.
Abrasive, okay.
Thank you.
It doesn't have to mean anything to you, this part that I'm going to read, because it was funny the way it goes. It's called the egg trick. Experience issues in stripping a bubbled egg? If indeed this stunt is only for you. Many individuals don't have the specific plan to strip a bubbled egg. Because of this, the egg white goes along with the external calcium covering. You simply need baking pop. After bubbling, wash the egg in cool water. As the egg stays hot, it might cause consumption. Then, at that point, rub the egg with a spot of baking pop. The carbon dioxide delivered in the process will facilitate your endeavors. This stunt is additionally useful to many lone wolves at the Novus. Thus, before screwing up with the egg, snatch the powder. Attempt this at this point.
Where did you get that? Is that English? Is that from England? Because I'm thinking words like pop and
a bubbled egg.
A bubbled egg? Does that mean you boiled it?
I would assume if you're trying to talk about shells and everything.
I have no idea. Do you know what they were trying to tell you?
No. I just thought it was funny.
At first I thought it was going to be good. That's got to be... It just sounds like some British references in there.
Some bubbled egg.
Yes, in the pop. Yeah. I'd love to hear a British person say that whole thing. Oh, you can do a British accent.
Not well.
Okay. Hey, failing to say thank you. People with old-fashioned manners know the importance of being polite and grateful for the service that they have just received. Excuse me. They thank the server who has worked well. We're going to take a quick break right now and say hello to my husband, who just brought us coffee and oh, sorry, we have 9 boxes of Kleenex. You can go out there and you can get... Take a box home. Go ahead. No, I don't. That's my home. No, take a box and donate it to somebody. Yeah, Mark just brought us coffee and sandwiches from Dunkin' Donuts, which is really nice. Would you like to say hi to the nice people?
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, this is the guy that we talk about all the time, and we even talked about today.
I've been talking to you all morning.
What's 6% of $33? What's 6% of 33?
10% is $3.30.
Okay.
So 33 cents is 1%.
Thank you.
Times 6.
Yep.
1.8.
$1.90. You're very close. $1.98.
He does it in his head.
Yeah, yeah. And he draws with his... He draws in the air with his finger. And do you notice he did it? Two of the ways that I said to do it, what's 1%, what's 10%?
And 1%.
I tried to talk it all out and I couldn't get it. We had to succumb to the calculator. Yes. So, onward we go. Failing to say thank you. And I will say thank you. One is heavier than the other. That one's hers. Okay. thank the server who worked hard taking care of them for the night, as well as others
thank
at the
you,
same
sir.
Time. In a busy restaurant, servers are constantly on their feet. They're juggling multiple tables and requests, so that simple thank you can brighten their day. Failing to say thank you can come across rude or entitled. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Even if the customer doesn't mean to be. So you don't mean to be rude. You've got to pull it back. And did you take the box of Kleenex? Did he take the Kleenex?
No, okay.
No, I took the garbage.
Okay, thanks. So you need to kind of check in with yourself. How am I speaking? Because it's saying that even if it's unintentional. But, no.
So if you don't say thank you enough, that's rude. But what about person who says thank you too much?
Yeah, that can be a little annoying. Yeah. Sorry, those of you. We know you're thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be respectful. Interact with people and be kind.
Did you know that nail polish remover can cover car scratches?
Mm-mm. No way.
I'm going to try it.
No! What if it eats the finish off of your car? What if it's acetone? Acetone! You don't want to do that. It's acetone!
Help!
You're going to try it in an inconspicuous spot?
My neighbor has a new car.
You can also... Oh. In the dead of night. Yeah, today's Halloween. We know we're not supposed to tell you the date and everything, but today is Halloween.
Yeah.
You could go in the dead of night.
So if added together, humans spend about 2 weeks of their lifetimes kissing.
Is it the end of our show?
Yes, it is.
Get out.
Airlines served 30,000, or saved, I don't know why I keep doing that, $30,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served in first class. And Massachusetts is home to Busta Rhymes Island.
Well, I know the olive thing is true. I've heard that before.
Have you?
Yes. They did save that much money eliminating olives. Busta Rhymes, I've never heard of, but I kind of think that that's true. So I think that the 2 weeks kissing is false. I think it's more. I think you kiss for more.
I think it's a heck of a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 2 weeks? That's hardly time.
2 weeks.
Get the smooch.
So let's do some math. 2 weeks. How many hours is that? 7 days.
No, 14 days.
14 days. 24 hours a day. That's not enough.
No, it's not.
So what's the answer?
Not even enough. But that one is actually true.
No.
That's what they're saying.
So Busta Island is false.
No.
What?
Busta Island is true.
The olives is false?
Yeah, because it wasn't 30,000 they won. It was 40,000.
Not fair. That's not fair. I knew that was kind of true, sort of. One olive. And I wouldn't miss the olive, would you?
No.
I don't like black olives. Well, I like them, but I don't like them. I'll eat it, but I don't like it.
Do you still eat on an airplane? I've ridden on airplanes for a while, and they don't always serve you food.
When I went to Italy, yes, you ate. Three meals, you eat depending on your flight and everything. Other airlines now, we just get the little bag of
peanuts.
Pretzels. No, they don't do the nuts anymore because of the allergies.
Oh, that's right. That's
so you
right.
Sometimes you get these pretzels. Sometimes you get these little broken up flat chocolate chip cookie bark or brownie bark or something. It's not impressive. You pretty much have to get your own and bring it on the plane. And that's really hard. If you didn't get anything and the person sitting next to you or in front of you has gone and gotten themselves some lunch or dinner and they start to unload it on their table and you can smell it.
It's torture.
It's really hard. So bring it up for everybody.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
So if any of you thought that was a trick question, apparently it was, and I apologize.
It was a true question, though.
but it was a true question.
Hey, thanks for listening. Good show.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.